the fact that I've got this set up this way, but the problem is I'm as likely to start making Werewolf Wednesday content with this right next to the bed as I am to do anything else, really. Alright. The sun is coming up. We've got to move. Get your ass in gear. Because if you don't, a bear's gonna bite it. And if a bear bites the butt, he's probably gonna wanna lick it after. And if he licks it after, Lord knows. It's the NSFW version of if you give. Who are we giving the cookie to? Oh, would that be me? Well, I'm gonna have to start thinking about a sports ball or something in order to get that to calm down, but that's another whole different conversation. Not moving. I'll find pants when I have to. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna need something very, very tasty and low calorie for breakfast. Worshipping at the right temple. Truly understanding the divinity of humanity. Beard's a little itchy. I'm going to have to moisturize. Oh, sherbet. Before I forget, where's my... Oh, there it is. Okay. Hold on. There were a couple. I was a very naughty bear yesterday and forgot to answer some questions from last week. So let's do that right now. Namara had two questions. Fuck. Anyway, focus. I am not making that kind of content today. Question number one. How long have you been working on the Black Pearl? I wrote the first one in 1999. That one is actually rough, but I still have it written down. At some point I'm going to rewrite it because I think my writing is better now than it was then. Did you know how it actually began at the start, or did that come later? The start has always been there, in a rough draft outline. The middle exists as well, and the end is an outline as well. The middle is actually written. I was actually going to perform at some point in September. So yeah, so there is a beginning, a middle, and an ending to it. The beginning, middle, and ending contain the characters that were found in the beginning. So, kitty, here, kitty. I was told, and I did receive your comment, that I should just call you Kitty, so that's what I'm going to do. I do love petting kitties. Anyway, focus. We're doing things here. Is everybody's attention on what it's supposed to be on? Top three Disney movies and why? Oof. Lilo and Stitch, because I think Stitch is my spirit animal. And you have to fully appreciate a film that is essentially a Looney Tunes cartoon with Disney heart. And anybody who tells you that they get through the Aloha scene without getting choked up thinks that the Empire in Star Wars was right. Let's see here. Lilo and Stitch. Emperor's New Groove. Again, it's a heartwarming tale of a egomaniacal dictator who gets turned into a llama, and the dad who has to deal with, I love the fact that it is a story about a working dad who is literally strapped to the patriarchy and has to deal with it. And that the patriarchy takes on the guise of the most annoying individual on the face of the planet. And that at the end of the day, the patriarchy realizes the only way to truly be happy is to abandon the things, the trappings of the office, and live the simple life like the dad. I love that. And I'm going to go with Beauty and the Beast. I really am. I mean, it's the classic. I feel like it could have been written better, but at the same time, I would have loved to have seen an ending where the Beast stayed the Beast, and they were just like, oh, nope, I'm in love with this giant 7-foot hairy monstrosity, and that's my life now. Because honestly, yeah, growing up, that would have been a positive message for me. Lion King's a good one. Let's see here. Tangled is fun. Like, oh my god, top three, seriously. No, Lilo and Stitch, Emperor's New Groove. Princess and the Frog is awesome. Oh my god, Mulan is amazing. Like, oh, okay, sure, Nick. Just sit here and try to... You know this could be a whole freaking episode. We could just do Nick reviews every Disney movie ever. Like, but we'd have to narrow down the animated ones because that would take forever. Kitty, you're trying to break my brain. Sage. Damn, Sage. You chose violence. Star Wars? Star Trek? Do you have a preference? And what's your favorite movie / show from each verse? You guys, I'll tell you. Okay, so I love Star Wars for the fantasy. Right? It's knights in shining armor and wizards and... Yeah, only they have spaceships instead of... You know... They have spaceships instead of horses. And it will always be funny to me that, like, the ending of the story is, and the son joined the clergy and became celibate. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Also, it's funny because you get to a certain point in your life and you're like, oh man, growing up, right? I was like, oh man, I'm Luke Skywalker. And my dad's like Darth Vader, you know, and that makes the hierarchs in the church the emperor, right? Like, because it's like, okay, so my dad was in the clergy, but he became disenfranchised with it. And what I didn't know when I was younger was that, you know, he was going to eventually come out. And so that created a certain level of his animosity towards the organization. But, wow, I'm getting heavy. Okay, so I think that when you're younger, it's easy to see yourself as Luke Skywalker, right? Aw, shucks, I became the hero. And as you get older, it's very easy to see yourself as Anakin Skywalker / Darth Vader. You know, it's like one bad decision can put you on the wrong side of the argument. So you gotta watch your ass. And then there's always the epitomous, I mean, like, the amorphous emperor, isn't there? Like, there's always that completely given over to the wrong motivations. And yeah, so, love Star Wars for the fantasy and kind of the subtext. Love Star Trek for the politics. And kind of the philosophical questions. Love Orville because it's a little bit more down to earth, but still has the heady political, you know, asks tough questions. So, I do not have a preference. I like them both, but for different reasons. And what's your favorite movie / show from each of our Star Wars? Favorite movie was The Last Jedi. Did not get as spiritual as I would like it to have, but seemed to kind of mature. And I know I'm going to get some crap for that, but, you know, I feel like that movie had more to it. It just felt like it had depth. Like, some people are like, the middle part with the casino planet doesn't have any. But the thing about the entire movie, right, is about having a goal, having things go terribly wrong, having the outcome not be what you expect it to be, and then having to adapt, having to learn from having screwed up or failed, you know? Like, it's not, oh, the good guys win and the bad guys lose. No, it's the good guys make it out and the bad guys continue to be the not fun, you know, hand around the throat. So yeah, so that's my favorite movie from Star Wars. My favorite show from Star Wars, I mean, obviously at this point is Mandalorian, but it is going to be Ahsoka the second that comes out. Oh, you know, oh, that's a toss up there. That's actually a toss up between Mandalorian and Obi-Wan. Because Mandalorian very quickly showed us what Star Wars can be in the future, right? And Obi-Wan showed us how the Star Wars we already had can have more depth and more meaning to it, right? A little bit more of a dark hewn edge to it, but still have those shiny knights, you know? So, Star Trek favorite movie would be, I think the one I've watched the most was First Contact. I think it was just, First Contact was one of those perfect storms. I think the new Star Trek, like the reboot, I liked the first one. The second one and the third one were a little rough, but I still enjoyed them for what they were. But that was, it's funny because the newer Star Trek movies are basically like kind of have more of a flat by the seat of your pants, like Star Wars feel to them. They're kind of like a little more fast and loose. They're a little bit more action. Like Wrath of Khan, Search for Spock, you know, Undiscovered Country. Like, I grew up watching all of them, and they all taught me something different. But it wasn't like, they weren't action-heavy movies, you know what I mean? It was, they were good, but, like, I feel like First Contact was probably the one I watched the most. And my favorite Star Trek show is Discovery. I've loved everything they did with Discovery. I love the fact that there were callbacks to the original series. I love the fact that there was an interesting manipulation of the timeline and being able to introduce technology. I'm also having fun with Strange New Worlds, so that's good. All right, there. I've answered the questions. Okay. So, this is longer than a usual Tuesday morning motivation, but I don't hear you complaining. And if you are feeling a little pouty about it, you can come right over here and I'll help you not pout. I'll find something else for us to do with that mouth. Oh my God, it is not... Guys, I'm incorrigible. What can I tell you? But, okay. We are going to get out of this bed. We are going to go out into the world. And we are going to find our autosaves throughout the course of the day. Right? Like video games, right? You get to the end of the level. Think about the old Super Mario. Or really any Mario. Mario is still, I play a lot of the Marios with my kids, and they still have the flagpole, and you grab the flag, and you... Days aren't divided up by one long point A to point B. They're little steps over the course, right? Get from beginning of step one to the end of step one, you hit the flag, move on to the next one. You've accomplished the first goal. You get the reward. You get the punch at the air. And so we can go through the day and accomplish what we need to accomplish. But you know what? Like Super Mario before us, we don't have to define the end of each little quest in our day by the amount of coins in our pocket or the amount of ground we cover, whether or not we found every single inch of the map. We get through the thing we need to accomplish and we move on to the next one. We have our little victories throughout the course of the day. We make sure that we have that moment to stop and remember how awesome we are for having accomplished those things, and then we move on to the next one, right? That's how it works. That's how you conquer your day. So, get out there. See the world directly in front of you. Jump the hurdles that need to be jumped. Avoid the little trolley type things that have a tendency to get in your way and look grumpy about you being out in the world, and how dare you. Find your power-ups, avoid the pitfalls, get from the beginning to the end of objective, and then at the end, take a small victory lap before moving on. And I know there's a lot can be said about big, broody monster throwing certain people over their shoulder and carrying them off to their castle. But that's what Werewolf Wednesdays are for. So, go, do, conquer, and at the end, have your micro victory lap, okay? You deserve it. And I'm gonna go find shorts. Have fun storming the castle, beautiful beasties. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.